Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welch. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
We love being live, don't we, Bogman? It's our favorite thing in the world.
I love live.
Live.
Shout out. Like I love lamp.
Shout out to our boy, Drewzilla. DR00Zilla. Always has our back. I just wanted to say, I always love anytime there are tweets out there, like from FNTSY, like personalities and stuff, and they'll do like Jim Day did like a actually, now that I'm looking at this, this is super actually embarrassing and insulting. Jim Day goes, follow Friday, follow the FNTSY talent, Cardano, Rainier, Sports Rage, Cam Stewart, Spit and Speeds, a closer, Greg Sussman, Joe Guy. Galena,
everyone but us.
Mike Blewett, George Kurtz, Roto Frank.
Oh my God, it's literally everyone but us.
Two other people, every single goddamn person on the network but us. And our boy rolls in here and he goes, don't forget Bogman and the Welsh. And then Gabe jumped in. And by the way, who liked it? Who liked the tweet that he put up? Our boy Gabe. We had Joe and we had Mike Blewett. Those were the guys that liked it. And our boy Gabe, my boy Gabe, he retweeted it at least. How disrespected can we possibly be?
That's pretty funny.
All right, I mean, it's hilarious in a kind of depressing way.
It's hilarious.
Do they know we're here? Can we just do whatever we want? Can we just say whatever we want?
They know we're here.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, I can't get Mike to call me back. But yeah, they know we're here.
How long have you been trying to get all the Mike?
It's my fault. Oh, I need to set up a call with him. It's my fault.
Do we need to start talking about Elvis Duran to get people to pay attention to us?
I tell you what I need to do is book 6 appointments for my to get my car fixed. Speaking of things that aren't going right.
Stop being poor.
It's a recall. Yeah, okay. It's not even my fault.
You have this thing, though. You have this thing, and I don't blame you, and it's dearest to your heart, though. No, it's just this thing. Like, you have this thing where you, like, no, but you listen to people, and you're like, okay, they said this, and you just take it. Like, this guy, you're like, I need a recall, and the guy's like, yeah, it's coming anytime. You're like, oh, really? Okay, cool. And then you believe them, and you try to do it. No.
Yeah, everyone, I have this crazy thing where I take people at their word.
Yeah, and you're a fool. You should never do that.
Idiot.
You should never do that. Never take people for their word. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'll
call you on Wednesday. No, you won't.
Well, I'm gonna crash my car through their entire place if it's not fixed on Monday. I'll right there. Be like, yeah, I got a recall on this. It's through your offices.
Keep the change, you filthy animals.
Exactly. I'll go buy another one with the money I don't have because I can't go to baseball games. So
because I'm a millennial and I have two jobs
and I have Chase Bank.
And the rising costs are going up. And I have Chase Bank is charging me everything. That's a good say. No, but you should just, all people are trying to do is make you go away. That's all that they're trying to do.
Yeah, it's 100% right. Remember when I sat on, do you remember when I sat on hold with DirecTV for an hour and 45 minutes waiting for somebody to answer the phone and tell me what was wrong with the NFL Sunday ticket and just didn't answer?
Nope, they weren't going to care one bit about you. Nobody cares.
I started recording it at
I remember, I told you to record it.
Hour.
You're like, I have been.
An hour, I started recording it. After 45 minutes of waiting. So, because I called the first time and they hung up on me. They just hung up.
Yeah. You know how many times that happens? How many times you have to take those important calls and you're like, yeah, can you transfer me to, blah, 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 blah. They're like, okay. And then they just hang up on you.
Your call is important to us. Bless.
Your call is input. Click. That's all
your
that
call
they get.
Is important.
It's not. It's never important. I swear to God, it's never important. Nobody cares. You can't take anyone's word for anything. Well, there's one thing. Have you heard, Bogman?
The bird is the word.
Have you heard about the collaboration of the century?
Kleber Hoshin.
Kleber Hoshin. Do you know what's going on?
No. I don't know.
Two of the biggest entities in the world are coming together.
Is it the NFL and NBA?
It's not. Yeah, it's not.
Are we finally going to get that league that basketball promised us with, like, you know, hitters and basketball players and football players all together?
That's more likely than MLB and the CBA getting together. I promise you. No. Biggest collaboration of all time. Two heated parties are finally going to meet. And do you know who it's centered around?
Probably Kanye West.
I'm Paris.
Oh,
I love
no.
Cheese. I love cheese. I love chocolate. You guys. I love you guys.
Paris Hilton. And actually, I got to give you credit, Bogman, because guess what?
I still like to have a good time.
I do too. You kind of nailed it. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian are becoming friends again. Did you know that they were in a squabble?
I love you, bitch.
I had no idea, nor did I care. And by the way, I don't know why I know this, but wasn't Kim Kardashian like Paris Hilton's assistant or something? Isn't that how she got her start?
Yeah, they were like, but they were like friends. That's all. I don't know. Her assistant.
I thought, maybe I need to look this up because I thought that Kim Kardashian was her, like, either her personal shopper or her assistant.
I mean, I'm like loving that. This bit where Bogman knows about Paris Hilton.
I don't like name droppers. I hate spinach.
I love it, Bogman.
Well, you know, I've done extended research on Paris Hilton on some of my favorite websites. Sounded like that, actually. So.
Oh. Very similar to actually what it sounded like. Paris Hilton, Bogman. I know this is the cutting edge stuff you want to know about. She has a brand new video. She's back into music, by the way. I'm going to be honest here for a minute.
Excuse me. Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Who's back into music?
Paris Hilton. I think she did music before, didn't she?
No,
I think she did. Hold on. I'm gonna go onto YouTube real quick and see. Is there Paris? Well, I better be careful about what tube I search Paris Hilton on. Let's see. Yeah, she's got. Does she have songs?
Kardashian says she wasn't Paris Hilton's assistant. That's the first thing that comes up. Kim Kardashian's days as Paris Hilton's lowly assistant. That article also comes up.
Oh, really? So that was a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. She was her assistant.
So. Okay, so here. How about, here's a Paris Hilton song. Are you ready? Which one do you want? Well, okay, we're not going to do that one. That has explicit lyrics. So hold on. I was about to say, there's one with Lil Wayne, and I was like, let's not do that one. So hold on here. We're going to pull this up because I'm very excited to tell you about what the music video is called as well.
Is it called Vapid?
No, actually, the music video she's doing with Kim Kardashian, her new song, which she has, it's a super secret project. She calls Best Friend's Ass.
Okay, I mean, like that.
I know you're kind of liking that, right? Let me see. I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of people don't feel this way. Paris Hilton looks good. Here's Paris. She did an Instagram video with Kim.
Yes.
I mean, I have
why are they whispering?
They're doing ASMR.
Are they doing an ASMR video?
Yeah, listen. She goes, guys, and then Kim in her deep voice. She hears, she's like,
hello?
Can you guess what we're doing?
You know what we're doing.
And then Paris,
we're getting,
like,
our Adam's apples removed.
They have an Instagram filter on. I think Paris looks hot. I'm a Paris guy. And she goes, and listen again. She's like, it's a surprise. They're doing ASMR. Here, hold on. Play the video.
Yes. Can you guess what we're doing today? It's a surprise.
And then they're tilting their head the whole time, like, can you guess what we're doing? It's a surprise. Can you guess what we're doing, guys? I didn't even know that Paris Hilton did music, which I'm shocked at. Paris, I don't understand. Why do you never tell us?
If you just put water in coffee, does it work?
I don't know. Does it?
I'm not sure. Not a coffee guy.
I mean, Paris, you really should tell us. It disappoints us.
I love you guys very much.
Well, tell us. All right, so here's one of her songs, Bogman. Let's rate the music. This is Paris Hilton, Nothing in the World. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Oh, this is rated PH, by the way.
You like that, don't you?
Kids getting a swirly.
Stop doing it. Do it again.
Oh, it's the chick from The Girl Next Door's in this video, Bogman.
Elijah Cuthbert?
Yep.
I like that.
Now this kid's looking at a picture of Paris and holding a Maxim. Please tell me what you're feeling right now.
I have no idea.
Sing it, Bogman.
No, I don't.
Do you like
know
this?
Any of this? No.
It's actually, this is like a pubescent kid, like a 13-year-old, and she's in his bed, and he's got posters of her everywhere. She should probably put a sheet down before she sits on that bed. All right, so let's hear. Hold on. I want to hear the hook.
Black light part.
She's in her underwear now. What do you
I'm
think?
Gonna make you feel all right tonight. And yeah. She's talking to a 13-year-old boy.
She's talking to a 13-year-old boy who's getting swirlied and Eliza. What's her name? Elizabeth Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Alicia Cuthbert is sitting there laughing as this kid is doing this. And then
what's the name of the video?
Nothing in this world. And then Paris Hilton in her underwear is on this kid's probably crusty ass bed, and he has a big old smile on his face, like, yeah, Paris
Peta. Hilton. A washing machine is pregnant.
Okay, so now hearing Paris's very talented singing skills, how excited are you for Best Friend's Ass?
Still not excited.
Kim Kardashian is going to be in the video.
I'll tell you what, I'm excited for the video on mute. That's what I'm excited
for. So like a Ziggy Azalea video.
Yeah, Iggy Azalea.
I can't speak. Look at all these videos.
You can't speak. You thought
speak.
Target Field was indoors.
No, just what you said.
This is creepy. This video is creepy.
Isn't it weird? This kid, like, there's a still shot of this kid with his eyes closed and a smile. I mean, and she looks like there's a reach around going on.
Do you?
She looks like she's pretending he's Robert Kraft.
Yeah. Hey. Work that hand a little lower, sweetheart.
I'll give you 100. I'll give you a 20% raise.
Look, I just need 2 digits, okay? if you could just, I don't need 7 if you get what I'm saying.
We can go stay just in the Hilton if digits. You want, honey.
Just right up there, okay? just right up
I've
there.
I've seen your videos. We can turn the lights off.
Come on, sweetheart. Don't you like Kraft macaroni and cheese? Just get 2 fingers.
What a combo that would be. The Hilton group and the Kraft group all getting together for a, for a 2-finger salute. I want to play all of these other songs, by the way.
So many things I wish I could say right now. And I just would lose. I would lose thousands of dollars right now.
I'm all for it.
I'm sure you are.
I'm all for it. All these song names, too. High Off My Love with Birdman. I Need You. Come Alive. Let's see. Good Time.
How's that spelled, Come Alive?
Yeah, I know. It's the way you don't want it to be spelled. So I just thought you would know. I thought everybody, you should know that Paris Hilton is back in the music game, which I know everybody's
back
been.
In the music game. But I mean, is this the music game?
She's aging well, like, by the way.
It's not, well, yeah, people with money do that, you know.
That's,
people
you know
that
what?
Are not poor do that. Welsh,
okay, so let me put this out then. How ugly is society going to be in 20 years because we don't have money anymore?
We're
millennials.
Yeah.
It'd be an ugly-ass society. It'd be like the
but
1920s
okay
over again.
Sex robots will be good in 20 years. I think they'll be walking around and able to do stuff,
okay,
right?
Okay, that's interesting. So everyone's going to look like they're from Peaky Blinders, but then we'll have the sex robots to, you know, take care of all right. the issues, all the Lucy Liu robots from Futurama.
No, I think I'll just make out with my Marilyn Monroe bot. It's fine.
She's doing the Heather Graham. Like, she's aging really well. Or it's just like heavy makeup and filters that are making it work.
Yeah, I mean, probably a little column A, column B.
I've always been a Paris Hilton guy. I hate to say it. I mean, I don't really hate to say it. I'm not ashamed.
Yeah, why would you hate to say it? Who cares?
Yeah. Then you want Kim Kardashian or Paris Hilton?
Paris Hilton.
You think Paris? Me too. I actually didn't register that you said that because I agree with you. Now, did Kim Kardashian ever sing?
I thought all she did was pose nude in that one magazine, right?
I think she might have done a little bit more than that.
All I know is Kim Kardashian has her own show and she is Kanye West's wife, right?
Those are all accurate. Do you also know that her dad, if you watch the OJ, you watch the OJ.
Yeah, I knew that.
What's
thing
the dad's
too.
Name? It's not Johnny Cochran. Who's the?
I don't know.
Mark Shapiro?
Yeah. Robert Kardashian? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's not a Jenner. That's the guy, the girl. Yeah. It's one of the the Kardashian guy.
Right.
It's not the one that John Travolta played. It was David Schwimmer.
Oh my God, everybody.
It's David Schwimmer.
The funniest part of that, I mean, probably the only funny part of that OJ series was when Robert Kardashian or Richard Kardashian, whatever his name is, the dad, was telling the kids to not be vapid and saying something along the lines of, you know, fame is fleeting or something. I was like, yeah, that lesson really registered with your daughters.
That's
hot.
So, yeah, it is. It is hot.
That's hot.
It is hot. I'm excited. Hashtag secret project. Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian. I'm all about this life.
So what is the song going to be about?
Best friend's ass.
Talking about your best friend's ass. That's the song.
That's the song. Best friend's ass. This is what she's going to do. She's going to make so much money. It must be so nice to be beautiful and rich. She's going to make so much more money. She's going to get all, I'm assuming, this is my guess. I don't know what the song sounds like. It's going to be horrific. And it's probably something you listen with all the mute button on, but she's going to get all the celebrities she knows. She's going to put all their asses on the video. And she's going to get 150 million views on it in the month of whenever it's out in the first month. And like 1.5 will be from me.
I find it funny that, I guess I don't find it funny. It's kind of sad, but like all the Instagram models that, you know, you got to follow a couple of them here and there.
Oh, do you?
But if I feel like all of them idolize Kim Kardashian and it's just the worst person to idolize.
They're
right?
Like, if I could just find, I just need my role model of someone who literally did nothing and then made it by doing nothing.
Maybe they have the right idea. If I could just stand around and make money, I would probably be doing the same.
You are. People paying for your food. You just get on. You are the Kim Kardashian of the fantasy sports world, Bogdan.
That's right. I'm vapid and thoughtless.
Yeah,
everyone knows.
You got a great ass too. So, all right, we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It off.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some stuff. I promise you. I mean, maybe a little bit more Paris, but we'll talk sports. Don't go anywhere.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back. This is In This League. You can find us over at InThisLeague.com where I would say we haven't upgraded the site by any means, but one thing we have done, I don't know, it's a trial run. I mean, it's work, and I'm about to throw Bogman into the mix of it for some of it as well. And, you know, we got so much going on, but we have started incorporating the stuff on our Patreon on our website. So the episodes, the comedy stuff we do, the sheets that we do, all that type of, you know, the good stuff, it gets over on the website. So that's been, a little bit of an extra reason for people to go over. Also, we have the stickers that I've been talking about, but we haven't set up. I didn't realize that I had them up for sale. And Guthrie, our boy Scott Guthrie, he goes, "Hey, look what I got." And he shows me a picture. And I'm like, "What the hell? How did you get both stickers? You got the Zero Share sticker and the In This League one." And I was like, "Oh, crap. I left it up because I didn't want to leave it up because I wanted us to see it first and make sure that we liked it." And he's like, "They're amazing." I'm like, "That's great."
That's good. Yeah. I mean, they're really, really great quality. So I was kind of surprised by just how good they were. You know, stickers are stickers, but these are really nice. Yeah, die cut stickers.
So. Yeah, it's not like, you know, some like little tiny like thing. You know, you go to the grocery store,
that gumball machine, right?
Yeah. Like I go and, you know, Fries, and they're like, "You want a sticker to my kid?" And he's like, "Sure." And it's like, you know, some like blueberry, and it's like, "We happy." And then he like puts it on something. Those are like good die cut stickers. And we got a couple more that are coming out. So technically it is available on our Teespring. And in the next week, I'll put it up on the website. It'll be up there and people can, if you want, you know, people like stickers, all different things. You can, you know, put them on your bags. You can put them on computers. You could put them in weird places. You could take zero shares and you could go put it
on a cop car.
Yeah, you can put it on a cop car. Sure. Well, maybe not that one.
Put on your neighbor's car.
You could take a zero share sticker and go shove it onto James Paxton. Maybe. Who's hurt? Again.
Is he covering up a wound? Is that what's happening?
It might help him a little bit. You're having a week. Bogman's having a week, by the way, because Bogman's got a few guys to complete.
Speaking about zero shares.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if you want to complete the trifecta of Bogman crapping on players, it's Pollock, it's Paxton, and all you need is Steven Strasburg. You put those three together, and it's the trifecta of Bogman's zero shares. So if you want to go buy a sticker, you can find anyone wearing a James Paxton Yankees jersey and just stick it on them, because Paxton hurt himself and is getting an MRI already.
I tell you what, two of these for me are good looks. As far, I mean, I don't ever want anyone to get hurt,
yeah,
but sure. You can just tell sometimes these guys have been hurt repeatedly in their career. They lean towards a tendency to be injured. And Paxton and Strasburg, and especially Pollock, are definitely those guys. Now, I believe they said Strasburg, wasn't he the youngest or in the fewest amount of starts or whatever to get to 1,500 strikeouts
fewest
this week?
Innings okay. To get to 1,500 strikeouts in MLB history.
Right. So not that surprising. I mean, the dude is a great talent. But he's always good to miss five or six starts a year, it seems like. You know, you get about 31 to 32, and if you get about 22 out of Strasburg, you're sitting pretty. It's been the same way with James Paxton. I think the most innings he's had in his career, wasn't it around 160? And that was last season, wasn't it?
I think you might be right.
So he's just never a guy that I am going to own. Now, he's supremely talented. And you have to give that up because his numbers are great. Last year, yeah, 160 innings, and that was in 28 starts. So that's, you know, they lowered some of his starts to maximize and stretch him out as much as they could, the Mariners last year. But he had six starts this year, 3-2 record, 51 strikeouts to 10 walks. His ERA was 3.38, WHIP 1.15. He's having a great year. Highest K per night in his career ever, the Welsh, 13.24. One of the lower walks per nine that he's had. His xFIP is under 3. He's been great. And this is all with a 355 BABIP in his career is 304. So he's having an unbelievable season, but now he's going to get an MRI on his knee and zero shares, just so everyone knows. I don't have any James Paxton anywhere.
Yeah, I don't have a bunch of shares, but
are you coming off? You were super fan 99. James Paxton.
I don't know. I was a super fan. I wasn't aggressive this year.
This year, but overall, like, obviously he's a talented dude, and you've always kind of been.
I've defended him a little bit more, and I've liked
been
him.
Your guy.
Yeah, but his cost this year was, you know, the least appetizing.
Okay. Yeah, because it was coming up because he had so many starts last year at 28. And he's going in for an MRI on his knee. I mean, it could be nothing. It could be a week or two, or it could be something really bad. You never know with knee injuries, especially in baseball.
I think bigger what it kind of brings up is because I feel like it's like a broken record. We could literally have a conversation about a hurt pitcher. We could take it, all the pieces in it, and we could just translate it back to you. Hey, guys, what do you do? Do you trade off the whole team or do you pick up a streamer? Usually you get a streamer. You know, how do you deal with the player trading the player when they're hurt? Doesn't make sense. It's all kind of the same stuff. But what it does do is it brings up it brings back to the forefront, which many, many people hold tight into their fantasy thought process and really their approach is that they're not going to value pitching and they're not going to overvalue the pitching. And, you know, it is a weird dynamic that happens where a lot of people will undervalue yet in leagues. Pitching can be the most difficult thing to trade for because of, you know, the super, super high end that isn't affected. But name me the pitcher in the top 10 that hasn't been hit in some capacity. And I'm not even saying literal hit, but it's like Scherzer has not had a
great
year.
You're not talking about Kluber getting literally hit in the arm?
Fracturing his forearm. But it's like DeGrom got blown up, went on the IL. You want to know what's sad? The sad thing? Of the, like, if you want to look at a preseason top 10, the only person that I think when I'm looking here, I guess there's two that haven't had some type of a weirdness follow them, is a guy like a Trevor Bauer and Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander's got a 2.5 ERA with 53 strikeouts and 6 quality starts. And Trevor Bauer has got 55 strikeouts and 47 innings with 5 quality starts, both with a 2.45 ERA. Those have been the only two guys out of the top 10 that haven't had some type of weirdness that has gone on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way that, that pitching is. And like you said, that's really the reason why, you know, no one is really spending on pitching as much as they probably should. And James Paxton, I'm looking right here, pre-ranked 77, and his 5x5 is 85. That's his rank. And that's, I mean, to be sitting within 10 spots of your pre-rank is really, really good. And like I said, he'd been having a great year. There's no doubt about that. Like when Paxton is out there, he's awesome. And I never question that. And it's the same thing with who's the other guy? Pollock kind of goes the other way. Who's the other guy you mentioned about me? Strasburg. Strasburg is unbelievably talented, but you know, 25 starts max. That's probably what you're going to get from him. It's going to happen at some point this year, like it always does. So, AJ Pollock, I mean, I don't know what I have to do to get people off the AJ Pollock train. Like
zero share stickers.
Yeah. He has to be gone, right? Like if this is more than what's an acceptable amount of time for him to miss for people to still be hyped up on AJ Pollock next year, a month?
Oh, I think he can miss 2 months and then he just has to hype it up the last 2 months of the year.
I guess I
think that's all it'll take. I think people will be, but again, this isn't like he'll be in the 60s. You know, I think if he misses 6 weeks, and then he comes back and he does fine. He ends the year, you know, on a per game basis where people can project out and be like, man, he, you know, had he played, he could have been a 25 and 30 guy, blah, 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 blah. Then people are going to do the same thing. They're going to do the same thing over that they always do with him. You know what we need to do? I want a bit. Let's go on eBay and try to buy up all of the AJ Pollock bobbleheads. And then let's just have a series of you tipping them over and then breaking. And we'll just do it like 40 times.
We can do it for every day that he misses.
Yeah, every day he misses, we tip one over and it breaks. Wouldn't that be like the best idea? I mean, it's super expensive that we can't afford because Chase Bank doesn't allow us to save anything. We don't have second jobs, or we have second jobs, but high cost of everything.
I think most things are Chase Bank's fault.
Like, what would they cost? I'm gonna look right now. I don't even know. Is there an AJ Pollock bobblehead? AJ?
Yeah, there definitely is.
Bobblehead. Jag. Right. Jag always appears with a bobblehead to us. So there's got to be, he's got to have like 12. So there
the
is.
The last one he gave us is Ketel Marte, and Ketel Marte has been killing it.
I mean, then give us some. So you've got, there's some Star Wars one. There's AJ Pollock, the Jedi Knight, but the Jedi Knight are extinguished. So that makes sense. There is another Star Wars.
Is this like one. When they cut off Anakin's arm?
Oh my God, these are expensive. Like $12.99, you can get a Star Wars. This is not going to work out how I want it to.
Are they only expensive, the ones that are intact, because the arm falls off of most of them?
Well, we want them intact because we want to push them off the counter.
So I found always glue them back together. So
I found one for $4.70, but it's got $8 in shipping.
$8 for something that's $5?
Well, everybody, it's like $10 in shipping. This won't be cheap. So that's a problem. Right. It's not going to be a bit that we can do, Bogman. Okay.
How about James Paxton bobbleheads?
Nah, not going to be any different. Maybe get AJ Pollock trading cards and just rip them up.
Throw them into a fire like the Lord of Light.
Yeah. Like a sacrifice. Maybe that's all. Maybe the Lord of Baseball Light only needs a sacrifice. And AJ Pollock is that man.
Oh man.
Who's the girl that got sacrificed in it?
Shireen, Princess Shireen.
Yeah. AJ Shireen.
AJ Shireen.
Yeah, Shireen Pollock.
No, because if you're sacrificing AJ Pollock, that probably means that something good is happening for the Dodgers, and we don't want that. Clearly. Oh, okay.
Well, I thought that was I thought that would have been a good idea. Speaking of, maybe not good for the Dodgers. Didn't you pull up an article that was, what was the article that you had? It was like the first impressions of the year.
It said the most intriguing, the most intriguing questions after the first month of the baseball season.
Is one of them, I hope they wrote this before, did one of them say, will AJ Pollock make it through the year?
No. It said, which team has been the biggest surprise is the first question.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. Well, they give you three options. And maybe you'll change your mind, though, because actually they give you four options here.
Diamondbacks are going to be one.
The Yankees, Diamondbacks, Rays, and Twins. I think those are all good options.
Those are all great options because the Yankees are garbage. Diamondbacks are overperforming. Twins have the best record in baseball, but the Rays just seem ridiculous right now. I mean, you and I should probably say the Diamondbacks because of how much we've crapped on them.
Yeah, how much my cholesterol has gone down over the last week because.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously. You know what you should have done? We didn't do this. I wish you would have weighed yourself. Like after that crazy week and then to now, you probably lost like 10 pounds.
Nah, I definitely didn't lose any weight. So
we did have we had a good night out with Colin. So you're right about that.
Yeah, I'm not eating much better, but
that pretzel thing with that cheese.
Oh my God.
What was that cheese again?
I didn't just queso cheese, man.
It was something crazy. Like
some white cheese. I don't know.
It was the best thing. I mean, I don't know if it's because we hadn't eaten all day. It might've been the best thing I've ever had in my life.
It was really, really good. And I had a patty melt too. Strong patty melt.
So that's why you're not down 10 pounds.
Right. But I mean, you're right. The Rays are 21-11 right now. The Twins are 19-11. The D-backs.
So then the Rays have the best record in baseball. Why have I been saying the Twins?
The D-backs right now are 19-13. They're half a game behind the Dodgers this second as we're recording. So. The Cardinals are 20-12. They're really good too. What a surprise. Add a MVP candidate and they're really good. What a shock. The Welsh. No one would have thought about that. So, but I don't know, like, is it a bigger shock that the Rays are playing well and the Diamondbacks are playing well, or a bigger shock that the Red Sox are still three games below 500?
Okay. Say it again.
Is it a bigger surprise that the Rays are 21-11 or that the Red Sox are 15-18? Because that's the second question is, who's been the most disappointing team? And they gave you the Red Sox, the Nationals, the Phillies, and the Brewers.
Why not the Yankees?
The Yankees are 18-13.
Okay, I guess they've been better. I would say, oh, man, that's kind of tough. I got to say that the most disappointing has got to be the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's got to be because the Phillies are 18-13. The Nationals are 13-18. But the Red Sox having all the firepower that they have and the great pitching and being three games below 500 is insane. I mean, I know that the Twins are in first and everyone wants to talk smack about the Tribe, but they're still four games over 500 at 17-13.
Maybe here's the counter.
I think the Mariners you got to put in there too. They're 18-16.
Yeah. Mariners should, well, because of the sell-off, they should have been in there. But here's a solution to the Red Sox. Apparently, there's no more Fortnite in the Red Sox clubhouse. This is an article I saw. It said Nathan Eovaldi.
Conflicting reports, the Welsh, because I have an article that says Price says Fortnite is not banned.
Okay, well, okay, but it may not be banned, but it's not there. Nathan Eovaldi told WEEI Wednesday that he hasn't seen the popular game around all season. He said, quote, usually everybody had it set up in their lockers, but I haven't seen it. And then I see down here, he goes, maybe if we're doing a little bit better, maybe we would be doing it, but you can't be losing and playing Fortnite in the clubhouse. I disagree. Maybe you should be playing Fortnite. Maybe it's a little uptight. I can't imagine why having Chris Sale and David Price has made that clubhouse uptight. Can't imagine at all, but maybe they need to get a little bit loose.
He says, here's a quote from him, from Eovaldi. He says, I think there's a time and place for that too. Maybe if we're doing a little bit better, we would be doing it. But you can't be losing and playing Fortnite in the clubhouse.
It's literally what I just said.
Is that the whole thing you just said?
The second half of it was literally the quote.
Well, I knew the second half was, but I didn't hear the first part. And I just started reading it. And then David Price said, no, that's Eovaldi. Price said that there's no ban on Fortnite. That's not true.
He called it a fad, by the way. He said it was a fad that has somewhat gone out of style, according to David Price.
I don't know. In 5 years, you're still playing it.
Avengers told us otherwise. I don't know. I don't think David Price has been out to the movies. I think you're wrong, David.
Maybe it's just Korg and Meek. So maybe they're the only ones left playing it. Who knows?
Yeah, David Price, not a Guardians fan, apparently.
yeah. Well, remember,
you know what
this
they should do, by the way? Sorry.
This whole thing started with David Price, you know, blaming Fortnite for his troubles, and then, you know, the media going with that and the fans being pissed that they were playing Fortnite.
Can you also, by the way, can you believe in a world being David Price and looking people in the face and saying you got carpal tunnel syndrome because of a video game? Like, let's not be stupid here. We know why you got carpal tunnel. But Fortnite, what they should do is they should do a promo video and they should put David Price's jersey in the game and then just nonstop, like the guy Ninja, it just kills David Price every second. That would be ridiculously hilarious. All right, we gotta go to break. We'll be right back here in a second. Almost missed the break there. No more Fortnite talk, but a lot more baseball and some football.
Fortnite.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's in...
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! We're back. In This League. Did you know we're both on Instagram? You didn't, because you're not there. Though, you know, like in fashion, I'm okay about it. Bogman is non-existent. Why do you hate social media?
What are you talking about?
You do nothing on Instagram. I never see any posts of you.
I do a lot on Instagram.
Well, I know you do a lot on Instagram.
I don't do a lot of posting on Instagram.
That's what I mean. You got to, why people aren't going to follow to see.
Well, people are going to see my fat face. You can go on and my fat face is on there.
Yeah, but take pictures of things. Do things interesting.
Yeah, well.
It's only so much longer that Twitter has for us. We got to move to Instagram here. Start wearing a white t-shirt and pouring water on it.
There's only so much time the earth has for me, so I'm not going to waste it taking pictures of my fat face. So,
well, Bogman is the In This League account, so it's at In This League. You've posted 18 times, Bogman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm looking here, and you get proud a lot of likes.
Proud of all those units.
March 28th, you posted a picture of you, and then you posted the last picture, April 24th, a month later, you posted a picture of Blake Swihart, and you're like, he looks like the Diamondbacks logo.
Yeah, so May 24th, get ready for my next Instagram post. It's coming.
You literally, dude, March 7th, you do it on a monthly basis.
Yeah, you get one a month, and enjoy that.
Take more pictures of your cats. This picture of Captain is hilarious with his ginormous ears.
Which one is it? Is it the one
where he's looking pissed off?
The where he's looking pissed off, or we're both looking pissed off?
No. He's good at that. No, it's the other one. Or his ear. Oh, okay. I mean, he looks like an elfin.
he's a funny guy, Captain. It's funny because when he looks the most aggravated is when he's purring the loudest. So because he just gets like, you know, like his eyes start to, you know, shut because he's purring so much. And then he looks super pissed off. So it's actually why I picked him at the place, because he looked like he was super aggravated and over everything. I'm like, that's my kind of guy right there.
I got another one for you. This would be a great Instagram video for you. By the way, you can find mine is the same as my Twitter at is it the Welsh. But here would be a great video for you to do. Do your Corgan impression on Instagram. Let's hear
my
it.
Korg.
Or what is it? Korg?
I'm Korg. I'm kind of like the leader in here.
Keep going. It's so good.
I don't think it's that good. That's like the all I got, though. So I'd have to I'll look up Korg.
You should call it. You just be like, I'm Bog. I'm the leader in here.
I'm Bogs. I'm kind of like the leader in here. Like,
hey, Thor. I don't think they like
don't
Fortnite.
Don't try to hit me. You'll get rocked. Little rock humor there.
Yeah, these are great. This is the Instagram gold. Put this S on there.
Instagram gold.
Yeah. There's got to be a Korg filter, right? You probably look all rocky
Korg
on there.
Korg filter.
Yeah. Maybe get.
Yeah, it's just go out and tan until you're really sunburned.
Do the Paris Hilton and Kim Kardashian thing with like little hearts around and just tilt your head. You'd be like, hello, I'm Korg. I'm kind of the lead around here.
It's funny that most of these pictures are from like a fall league game that we went to like 3 years ago.
There's nothing. I want to promote that we do things on here. I mean, I'm not fantastic about it, but I'll post a couple times a month. I mean, I'm looking here in April. I've posted like eight or nine things in April.
Well, congratulations.
Well, I mean, I'm doing the
contest. Is it a contest? Is posting on Instagram a contest between you and me?
It's not a contest between us. It's about getting people to follow us.
Feels like it's a contest right now.
Do you want to make it a contest?
It feels like you want to make it a contest.
I don't want to. I want us to put content out there so people follow it, and then people come and join in our cinematic universe.
I got to tell you, I'm looking through my pictures here. Oh, I have the one of my crazy hair that I sent to you the other day. I don't know. That may not be. That's not a good one to post.
No, anything from you is great to post. You get tons of likes on there.
Look at this. I'm just gonna send this to you right now. There's a subreddit, and I don't know why I'm going down this rabbit hole right now, but there's a subreddit called Walmart Celebrities.
Okay.
And I don't know why, but I can spend a whole day on Walmart celebrities.
What is it, like celebrities in Walmart?
It looks like the broke version of a celebrity. So this one says, I just sent it to you. It says Miguel Jackson.
Where did you send it to me?
I texted it to you.
I don't have a text.
So it says Miguel, and it's a guy that looks like Miguel Jackson, but a little off. So it says Miguel Jackson.
Well, that looks like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said he looks like Miguel Jackson.
He looks like Miguel Jackson because he's Mike.
Yeah, they call him Miguel Jackson. He looks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's had a rough life since Finding Neverland came out.
Oh, man.
This guy has a rough life. He should dye his hair or shave it off.
Oh, and there are so many that are just like, they look exactly like the celebrity, but like if they were on meth or something. They're so funny.
Post some of these on there. That's great content, Bogman. You're a content machine.
Yeah, a content machine.
I should have videoed your moment at dinner the other night.
Yeah, that would have been great for me.
That's been a great one. That would have been a great one. All right. So just start posting on there and people follow us and do the things and join the stuff. You were doing that article. It was the most surprising things and they were giving us options. Let's play a little bit more.
So the next one that they had is what surprising team will start to fade? Which team off to a strong start will start to fade? And they gave you these options: the Padres, the Mariners, and the Tigers.
Oh, it's got to be the Tigers, right?
I think it's got to be all of the above.
Yeah. Well, okay. All of the above. Sure. I agree. But if you had to pick one, I'm not picking the Padres. The Mariners are really interesting. The Tigers, I just don't believe are sustainable.
Oh, well, I feel like, okay, let's just do this. Which one of those is the least likely to fall off?
Padres.
Yes. I agree with you. And I think it's not only is it too talented, it's that they're willing to bring guys up to get them experience. They just brought up Cal Quantrill. Who else do you think can come up this year? I mean, is there any shot that Gore comes up or is he too low?
Of the Padres?
Yeah.
No, Gore's not coming up. They just brought up Cal Quantrill. He just got up.
I'll just do it to you. I just said that. I literally just said that and you spaced out that
completely.
Time.
I was looking at pictures of Paris Hilton. Sorry.
Yep. Well, here I'm sending you more Walmart celebrities. So.
All right, do that. Yeah. I pulled up Paris Hilton a little bit ago and I got a little bit distracted. And mm-hmm. You know, then you do the different search terms to kind of hone in on the photos that you're looking for, and a completely different rabbit hole. All right, so let me look here. Now, go first off, Gore is not an option this year. He might get the triple.
Who are options?
All right, so I'm just pulling up their list here. And do you just want pitchers or all players?
No, just players that can come up to improve the team this year.
Well, Luis Urias. Who is okay. Down right now. He could come back up. This is a great one you just sent me. This dude that looks like Arya Stack. The guy needs to shave his face. He looks just like Arya. Shave your face, dude. You're going to be popular. All right. So going down the list here, the problem is this team is flush with a lot of prospects that are on the low end. But here's a couple. Hudson Potts is a potential big power guy. They were toying with him about playing second base because third base is gonzo for them. So that's a possibility. Here is the next Padre that's going to come up. It's going to be Josh Naylor, your buddy Odell Bogman.
Odell!
We need that burger, Odell! Bogman literally yelled at Josh Naylor in a game because he had the dreads thing, the blonde
Odell,
dread thing.
The Odell Beckham haircut.
You were yelling like, how'd you get so big, Odell?
Well, you get them cheeseburgers, man.
Yeah, that was mean and funny. But
Josh Naylor is like the baseball version of me. Like, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he didn't get that way by eating a bunch of salads. So.
No, he didn't. And apparently he still doesn't eat salads because you're a professional athlete and you're still there. But Josh Naylor is going to be the next guy. All that aside, he's hitting well. They converted him to left field. He'll be 22 here shortly, hitting around 300. He'll be that next guy if they're looking for an outfielder. And then the only other guys that could be, there's a potential for them are Logan Allen is the starting pitcher they have, who 22-year-old, pretty successful. And then maybe Buddy Reed, who's already 24. He'd been in some of the lower systems there, but he's a super athletic guy. All those are decent options, but I'm not sure any of those guys are game changers. But the key to the Padres, though, is all of those players plus about 30 more that are far away that can be trade assets. They could package three good prospects to get a big impact player, and it would barely even, touch that system. Unless they obviously traded Gore, Urias, and Patina. Like, that would be a whole thing. But they are so flush with talent. I have 10 of them in my top 100 prospect list for fantasy that you can get over on Patreon. 10 of them are inside the top 100 right now, Box.
So, I mean, that's why, like you said, they can trade these guys to grab more assets, especially if they go on a nice little run here. And they're a team that is just set to improve. These other teams, we already saw the Mariners sell off this offseason, so they're off to a nice start, but probably going to come back down. And the Tigers just aren't built to win right now.
So. No, not at all. I mean, and if the Mariners, all it's going to take for them is to have be in a situation where they start losing out some games, and then they aggressively try to go trade D. Gordon and Mitch Haniger. If all they have to do is fall off a bit where they're truly out of contention, and that team's going to unload for prospects. So they're very likely, but the Tigers are a weird mix of it's okay talent. It's not great talent that's there. The minors is all right. I mean, Casey Mize is maybe the most fascinating player in the minor leagues right now, but Nick Castellanos wanted to go. He's going to get traded. So, I mean, this is easy Tigers to me.
Yeah. And then the next thing here says, who has been the most impressive pitcher? And I think it almost has to go to Tyler Glass now, but the other options are Chris Paddock, who, of course, has been great. Luis Castillo's been great. And your boy, Marcus Stroman. Marcus Stroman has looked really good so far, the Welsh. You have a bet.
What's up, Nick Pollock?
With Marcus Stroman being better than Matt Harvey with our boy, Nick Pollock.
God,
so.
Can we get, we need to get Nick on. I know we have a guest this week.
Don't take a victory lap right now.
No, I don't take a victory lap, but I also... Here's something to consider.
You want
to
get the level of panic?
I want to get a lap in while I still can, too. I want to have a good job. I want to book him for the following week.
He's still 1-4. He only has the one win so far.
Oh, wins are an overrated category, Bachman.
But they're still a category. Haven't you heard? They still count. 2.20 ERA, 1.20 whip. Mm. His xFIP is 3.79. Mm. So, but 39 strikeouts to 16 walks. Pretty nice there. Highest swinging strike rate of his career at 10.7%. He looks pretty good.
Save me all those numbers for a little over a week from now. Hopefully we'll get pitcher list on and we'll revisit that bet. But you said Tyler Glass. Now you might be right, but I don't know, man. Pollock is right there. Paddock is right there.
Yeah. Well, Pollock is nowhere because he's getting surgery on his elbow. So, okay, so can you pull up Paddock's numbers real quick?
Yeah, let me pull them up here real quick.
Because just looking at Tyler Glass now, he has 6 starts, 36 innings pitched, 5 wins, 0 losses, 38 strikeouts, 7 walks, 1.75 ERA, 0.94 whip, 9.50 K per 9 is actually almost a strikeout and a half lower than last year, but the 1.75 walks per 9 beats his career best from last year of 4.27 by almost 3 full walks. His xFIP is down at 3.13, and his swinging strike rate is 11.2%, just 0.5% off of what it was last season.
These might be good percentages to Glasnow, Boggs. Paddock, I was about to say Podrick. Paddock is
Payne.
He has 2-1. He's had 6 starts in 33 innings. He struck out 35. He's only walked 9. Is at a 9.5 K per 9. His walk per 9 is 2.45. A home run ratio is 0.55. He's kept that down. Left on base percentage, by the way, isn't amazing. It's only 75%, which is a good sign. He's
90 from last now.
Yeah, a little regression. You got a 1.9 ERA, but his FIP to XFIP keeps jumping. His FIP is almost a full run above. It's 2.7, but his XFIP is 3.87. So it's 2 runs higher than his ERA. But regardless, if you're talking about performance, the thing is Glasnow is a piece.
Whip? Is it over 1 or under 1? That'd be just over 1, right? Like
okay, here it is. 0.7.
0.7, really?
Yeah, it's okay. Fantrax or Fangraphs makes it so difficult to find, like WHIP. They're all not in the same area. They're all I gotta go to advanced.
Gotta make yourself that dashboard. Gotta do that. You can, like, if you sign up, you can make yourself a dashboard, and then you can put all the stats that you care about up at the front. That's what I do.
Ooh, a little plug for Fangraphs there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good product.
0.7
I use it all the time.
WHIP.
0.94, but the ERA is better. Strikeouts are better.
What's his ERA again?
The wins are better. 1.75.
Yeah, 1.91.
Right. And then the walks are lower, 1.75. You said he was just a shade over 2, right?
2.45.
And the XFIP is the biggest difference at 3.13.
Yeah, 3.87.
Yeah, so they're both very, very good. And Luis Castillo obviously has to go in this as well. He's having an incredible year for the Reds. So
you're gonna go with Glasnow though, and I'll just go with Paddock.
Well, let's look at Castillo real quick, because he's 7 starts, 43 innings, 3-1, 50 strikeouts to 17 walks. His ERA is 1.45. His WHIP is 0.99. His XFIP is 3.31. His swinging strike rate is 14%. He also has a left on base of 90.3%. So him and Glasnow both have the high lob there. I don't know. Maybe Castillo is the most impressive out of all of these guys.
They're all really good. Castillo's living up to the hype.
Rank them for fantasy the rest of the season. Obviously, I think we're both going to put Paddock at the bottom because the innings limit, right?
Yeah.
So Paddock goes to the bottom. I mean, great spot to sell him off right now, right? Fantastic. Especially in redraft.
Redraft is where you do it. I'm not looking to do this in, I've staved it off. I had a couple opportunities. I keep thinking about, you know, there's that trade offer in the offseason where it was like, I would trade Paddock, but I also had to add stuff. I had to add like a pick and a prospect. And it was like 2 or 3 things just to get Clayton Kershaw. And I was like, because I'm a believer in Kershaw, but I was like, I don't know, man. And you look at this now in a dynasty format, I'm not sure Kershaw is above Paddock in a dynasty format. I don't think anyone's doing that move.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's close.
I think you're right. I think you're probably right, just because of the injuries and the limited amount of time that Kershaw probably has left as a really, really effective pitcher. So
yeah, he pitched last night and he went 6. And I think he went 6. What did he do? He went 6, gave up 3, 6 strikeouts though. So I mean, quality start he got in that game. So that's solid.
Yeah. So I guess it is probably pretty close in Dynasty, but I would go, I think I'd go Glasnow, Castillo, Stroman, and then Paddock.
In redraft?
In redraft.
I think I'd go the same top 2, but I actually might go Paddock over Stroman just because, like, I mean, I've made a big deal about Paddock not finishing out the year, but I just wonder if the team is going to just start managing it so we get him for the majority of the season. And I mean, as much as I want Stroman to keep it up, I just don't know if it's necessarily going to happen. All right. We got to go to break. Another one. Quick one. Hour 3. It came up on us, Bogman. Good Lord.
It's here. All right. It's here. Get ready. Let's go.